Now this week, Stephen Hawking died. And you, like 90% of you are saying, who? Stephen who? Well, Stephen Hawking was a world-renowned physicist and cosmologist. He spent his life offering theories to explain the origin of the world and its evolution. He is famous for saying things like, I'm quoting him, God may exist, but science can explain the universe without need of a creator. I want to ask why it would bother. He said, the universe is really not much of a world, except it contains those you love. I want to tell you, when I look at the splendor of dawn every day, when I consider the clouds in the sky, when I think of the fact that the universe has run for, if you want to believe Hawking, millions of years without a flaw, I think it's a pretty amazing system. Okay, even if it does contain the people I love. So Stephen Hawking was a man who did not believe in God and who looked at the universe in which we live and said, His death has sparked an interesting discussion among us, however. Hawking was 75 years old when he died. Is his picture there? He suffered from Lou Gehrig's disease, and he spent most of his life confined to a wheelchair. His body, as you can see, was badly deformed physically. He was unable to feed himself, and he could not speak without an electronic speech enhancement device. Now, some people said that his death had set him free from his long confinement to a body which did not work and from his dependence upon a wheelchair. Others said that this was an ableist view of life, because people confined to such a body and to helping devices are as capable of other people and should be seen as needing no help. From my debate, or my perspective, the debate misses the point. Theologically speaking, Stephen Hawking denied God and refused to accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as his Savior and Lord. It was his choice not to believe in God. He exercised the gift of free will, which was given to him by the Creator he denied, and he made the wrong choice. Despite all of the testimony in creation, all of the testimony that comes to us from the Bible, the Word of God, all of the testimony borne by people who discovered the truth and who have lived faithful to God, he chose not to believe. And because of his choice, he is not set free. He is dead. When he drew his last breath on Tuesday, Stephen Hawking died. He died physically. That is, the physical body in which he had lived for 76 years ceased to function, and he died physically. Now, just so you understand, all of us, except Jesus comes, all of us will die physically. But on that day, Stephen Hawking also died spiritually. for his opportunity to accept Jesus Christ and so to inherit eternal life was gone. He could no longer choose Jesus, and his spirit, the spiritual essence inside of him, ceased to exist. It shriveled up and it died. And he died eternally. His death was final. His life was over. He is gone. There is now no hope for him. Whatever may remain of him is gone to that place reserved for those who die without knowing the Lord. Theologians call it hell. Stephen Hawking was not set free by death. By death, he died. And he died because he did not claim Jesus Christ as his Savior. Now, this may come as a surprise to some of you, but God did not intend for Stephen Hawking or any other person, not me, not you, God did not intend for any of us to die. That is the point of the passage of Scripture which Chuck read in your hearing today. It proclaims the great truth which rings out for all of time. It says that God loved us so very much that he sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die in our place so that we might have eternal life. It's John chapter 3, verse 16. You see the truth? God loved us. Not just a little bit. God loved us so much that he did not want to see any of us die. What he wants for us is eternal life. And all we have to do to have life which never ends is trust Jesus, God's Son, to give it to us. All we have to do is trust Jesus. But folks, trusting Jesus is a choice. You have to decide to do it, to trust him or not to trust him. God has given you the right to choose. God has told us the right choice. He has said through his word, he has said through the creation in which we live, he has said through other people who have found faith before us, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the Father, and the life. He has told us through his word that there is no other way to the Father except through Jesus Christ the Son. He has told us that there is no other name given among us by which we can be saved. And he has told us that Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but to save it. He has explained to us how it works. You have to trust Jesus to save you. But the choice to trust Jesus is yours. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in him and you will be saved. But all other ground is just sinking sand. Now, so far this year, two great men have died. One, Stephen Hawking. The other, Billy Graham. Both suffered physical death as we all will. Our bodies were not made to function in this sin-filled world. God created us to live in a perfectly sinless environment. He created us to live in paradise. But because we have all chosen to sin, the world in which we live is filled with sin, and our physical bodies cannot live in this sin-filled world. It wears us out. Therefore, all people must die. But before he died, Billy Graham embraced the truth contained in the Holy Bible, the Word of God. He believed with all of his heart that God sent Jesus Christ to earth to save sinners like him. And because of his choice to trust God's love, Billy Graham was set free by death. He lives, and he will live eternally with the Father in heaven. But today, Stephen Hawking is dead because he chose not to believe. But frankly, this sermon is not about either of those men. This sermon is about you and the choices you choose to make. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. He did not send Jesus here to condemn you. God sent Jesus here to save us all. And the simple fact is that if today you resolve to trust Jesus, he will set you free. But frankly, if you choose to trust anything else to save you, you will die. Not just physically, but spiritually and eternally. Now, honestly, if God loved you so much that he went to all of this expense, sent his only begotten Son to save you, came not to condemn you, but to give you life. If God loved you that much, why would you choose death? See, God, our loving Father, is offering you life.